Carrie told me that I have to tell you all that I have a book coming out. It finally got accepted. But Jay, I'm afraid it's poetry. Anyhow.
Thank you.
For this piece, you have to know that it takes place in Santa Cruz at UC Santa Cruz, which if you don't know the campus, it's very spread out and you have to kind of walk through the forest to get to your classes. And the other thing you have to do is picture me at 20, so 35 years ago. The hitchhiker. Class should have ended 5 minutes ago, but Professor Carrillo's still droning on. I watched the clock's minute hand jerk forward. Noon, now 12:08. I want to shout, "You've already told us you had to paint your house half a dozen times before you found the perfect shade of blue. I'm going to miss my bus. I can't be late again. My boss will fire me." The second we're dismissed, I bolt. My messenger bag thumps against my hip. It's a 20-minute sprint. If I miss the 19, the next one doesn't come for 15 minutes. My Birkenstocks slap the asphalt, catch every loose bit of gravel, gouging the soft pad of my foot. I'm out of breath. I round the bend and see the bus's red taillights disappear into the distance like a star blinking out. Damn it, 10 seconds too late. I thumb a ride, my sundress billowing in the wind. A pine green, pristine 52 Chevy pickup swerves to the curve. The guy flashes a smile and shouts through the open passenger window, "Where you headed?" "Downtown," I say. "Hop in," he says. I pull the heavy door open and shut it with too much force. The guy flicks a sharp look. "Easy," he scolds, irritation coiled in his tone. The cab reeks of beer and something metallic like dried blood. I sit next to his basset hound, who's sitting next to him, his droopy, bloodshot eyes fixed on me. The guy strokes her fur with one hand, grips the wheel with the other. We're barely rolling when he looks at me and says, "You're really pretty. I like your dress." A chill prickles my skin. "So which college are you at?" I ask. "I'm not a student," he says. "I was just at the library doing research." "Do you have a boyfriend?" he asks. Red flags go up like hackles on a cornered stray. Escape routes flash through my head. "You smell really good too," he murmurs, his eyes too intent. Can you let me out here? I forgot something." "There's no shoulder here," he says in a flat tone, keeps driving. My mind races with unsolved mysteries warnings. Never let your captor take you to a second location. He's going slow enough now I can get out and roll, but then what? He could easily catch me. I run through various scenarios when we come to a stop sign. By some small miracle, there's a teacher standing in the intersection stopping traffic so her preschoolers can cross. "I'm getting out here," I say, and yank the door open, slamming it hard. "Bitch," he shouts, "you wasted my goddamn time." I don't look back, I just run, my heart a frantic bird in my ribcage, each pounding step a desperate prayer. Let me survive this, I'll never hitchhike again. I'll never forget the smell in that cab, that creepy guy, or the cold realization that a friendly smile can hide something sinister. I shudder when I think about what might have been.